David Zabalski with the Wisconsin Department of Justice says they're waiting for the governor's office to weigh in before writing the administrative rules.
We send a scope statement over to the governor basically describing what our rulemaking intentions would be so that he has an opportunity to review it, make sure it's within the parameters and legislative intent, and then sends back either an approval or denial, or there could be redactions.
He says a few types of training have already been approved. For instance, hunter's safety, even if you received your certificate decades ago.
There's no time restraint on the hunter's safety course as long as you took it. The DNR does have, you're able to go to the DNR and get a copy of your hunter's safety certificate. You know, you'd have to contact them, I'm going to say around circa 1970 maybe, that they would have that record. But I know, in fact, that you can do that for a couple of dollars, and you can get a copy of your hunter safety certificate that you could then send in as proof of training.
Zabalski believes the rules will be finalized by mid-October. November 1st is the first day state residents can apply to receive a concealed carry permit. In Nielsville, Paul Knopf, Wisconsin Radio Network.